is EM Sports Talk with your host, Eric Melton.
EM Sports Talk, glad to have you guys back with me, man. Oh, yeah. Beautiful day. Today is Thursday, August 24th. Beautiful day today outside. A little dreary, a little chilly, but it's good to have you guys back. I'm your host, Eric Melton, back with another episode 17 of EM Sports Talk. We got a lot to cover, man. NFL news with the Tyrod Taylor situation, all the bad injuries. We're going to talk about week three. Miami versus Jacksonville tonight, who I got winning that game. And also, we're going to talk about a lot of games today, I mean, for this week, for the NFL. I'm going to give you my picks, not this episode, but tomorrow's episode. But I'm just going to go over a couple of them. And also, we're going to go over the big games for Saturday for college football. SEC football starts also. So it's going to be a great episode, and we're going to cover NBA. The Miami Heat up 3-1 over Boston. Tonight, you got the Lakers in Denver. Can Denver get back in the series? Oh, well, tie the series. They're already back in it. And we're going to go over the MLB postseason. Yes, my Nats suck. We got a lot to cover in this episode. EM Sports Talk, roll the music. EM Sports Talk back with another episode. Episode 17, man. I hope everybody's staying safe and enjoying their day, join their week, everybody healthy. Back with another episode, and we're going to start right with the Eastern Conference Finals last night. The Miami Heat with a big win last night over Boston. They take a 3-1 lead over the Celtics, and guess who balled out again? Yeah, that boy, Tyler Hero. One of those guys, rookie, came from Kentucky. Not much expectations coming into this season. Well, the first round, it was a lottery pick, so some type of expectation. I mean, the guy balled out. He's been balling all year, but good God. Last night, that guy was on fire. He couldn't miss last night. And Hero was getting guarded by an all-defensive first-team guy and Smart. And Smart was getting roasted. He was getting roasted. He didn't even shy away. Hero did not shy away last night from the big stage. This guy is only 6 months older than me. He was born in 2000. I mean, this guy's not even 21 yet, and he's doing things like this. And that's what I like about Hero. He's one of those guys, you know, if you can, long as you can create your own shot and shoot the three ball at a high percentage, you're going to have a long career in the NBA in a lot of teams. You might stay on one team for your career or bounce around the league, but you're going to be in the league for a long time, and that's what Tyler Hero remind me of. He's not one of those guys that you think, I mean, he's not going to average 30 points a night, which he can. I'm not saying he can't. But he's one of those guys that's going to get you about 20 to 25 points a night, which is still really good. That's all NBA first or second team caliber numbers. But he can shoot that three ball really well and create his own shot. And that's what Boston, well, Toronto didn't really have that guy. We pushed him 7, but we didn't really have that guy that can go out there and create your own shot and give you 30 points, just all pure ability of scoring the ball. That's what Miami, and that's what Boston struggle with. They cannot stop Tyler Hero, and if they stop Hero, you got Dragic scoring 29, and if it ain't Dragic, you got Butler scoring about 30. I mean, Miami just, that their three big guys are stepping up. Abadeo's putting in his points, and he's getting his rebounds, playing good defense. Miami's just giving Boston all types of trouble, and it's mostly because of the matchup issue. I don't think they have anyone that can check Hero. I don't. You put your best guy on him who made all defensive for a team and Smart, and he puts 37 on his head. So it's not really saying anything about that. And also, with Miami and Boston, they're putting Miami's Jimmy Butler, their best defender, on Tatum. Tatum is struggling. He's getting points, but he's not going crazy like he did against some games against the Raptors and in the series against Philadelphia. it's a different ball game, you know, with this Miami team. Miami got the matchup. They like just like they outmatched up. I think any team that would have matched up Miami well would have been the Raptors because they both two scrappy defensive teams. But the Celtics and the Bucks did not match up well with Miami. And Miami had a pretty relatively easy run to the finals. I'm not saying it's over yet. I do think they do win it. But it's going to be crazy because I predicted Miami was going to win in seven, but it don't look like this is going seven. I think Miami got this in the bag. It might go five. It might be over tomorrow night, Friday night. It might be done and over with. Miami, shocking the world? Maybe. No one predicted Miami to be in the NBA final. I didn't even predict Miami to get out of the first round this year. You know, injuries happen, and like I said, anything can happen with this virus and different playoffs. Anything can happen. This is weird. It's just one of those weird years, and Miami is one of those teams that came out of nowhere, and now they're on the verge of going to the NBA Finals. And speaking of the West part of the NBA Finals, my take on this, Jamal Murray and Jokic keep playing at a high level. Denver might push the Lakers to seven, but I predict Lakers win in six. It's 2-1. They play tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern time on TNT. It's going to be very interesting to watch, but I do think Lakers win tonight and will go up 3-1. I think the Nuggets have to get more productivity out of the bench players and other guys besides Jokic and Murray. But you never know. But if Jokic and Murray come out playing extremely well tonight, they actually dominated that game against the Lakers. Game three. So I don't know. Anything can happen. But right now, Lakers is favored by 4 points. I think that's in the right range. I think the Lakers beat Miami. Beat Denver tonight by 4. I think it's going to go 3-1. I think LeBron and AD take care of business tonight. But I still do believe that series is going to go 6. I don't think it's over yet. So if I'm Denver and you go down 3-1, I wouldn't panic. Because he was down 3-1 to a team that was predicted to go to the NBA Finals. And they pulled it out in 7. Okay, so I wouldn't give that up. I think the Lakers win tonight, but I don't think it's over for Denver. I think their team is still talented enough to get one more win before this thing is all said and done. That'll be very interesting. Very interesting to watch, right? But the NBA has been all weird since the bubble and all this. You had them spurts of Lillard and all that. But no one expected Miami to be in the finals. And if Denver pull it out and get to the finals, like I said, it's just one of those weird years because of the virus. You got Miami versus Denver in the NBA Finals. Whoever would have predicted that? Not me. I had the Clippers actually beating Philadelphia in the NBA Finals. Both of those teams shit the bed in the playoffs, so you know how that go. So tonight, Lakers win. Tomorrow, I got Boston losing. I think Miami's going to close the series out tomorrow night. That's going to be a great finish to that series. It's going to be a hard-fought win for Miami, but Miami gets the job done, and I think the Lakers get the job done in 6. I don't think that series is over just yet in L.A. if they win tonight. Now we're shifting over to the NFL. Week 3 is underway. Thursday night football tonight, 8:20 on NFL Network, CBS, Dolphins, Jaguars, Minshew Mania versus Fitzmagic. You know, the Dolphins does not look as – they're a better team than last year. They lost 21-11 week one to New England, 31-17. It got away from late against Josh Allen, who's on an absolute tear right now at this year for Buffalo. But right now, Jacksonville is favored by 3. I think that's pretty fair. But I'm going to switch. I think Miami gets their first win this year. And – I think the Dolphins win tonight. Thursday night football, short rest. The Dolphins is a better defensive. I think both teams are pretty good on defense. Offensively, though, I think the Dolphins are not as talented-wise. But I think the Dolphins find a way to win tonight. Final score, 21-17. Dolphins win a big game in Jacksonville. Fitzpatrick is playing really good. Okay, well, not really. I wouldn't say really good. He's playing okay. I mean, the guy, he got -1 to touchdown to interception ratio right now. 2 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He's throwing for 519 yards. On the other hand, Minshew is playing out. Is balling out of control. He got 512 yards, 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. The running game for both teams has been iffy, but receiving numbers, I mean, Gesicki has been balling out for Miami this year. 11 touchdowns, 160 yards. I mean, 11 receptions, 160 yards, got one touchdown. And DJ Chark is that deep threat, but he only has 7 receptions through 2 games. So it's going to be it's going to be a tight game, but I think Miami pulls it out by 4 tonight. But it's going to be hard because, Byron Jones is out tonight. That's like the big injury for them. And Brandon Linder's out, the starting center for Jacksonville, and Chark is questionable. So it's going to be really interesting to see if the Miami Dolphins can win their first game tonight. I think they do. It's going to be a close one. If Minshew plays like how he played week one, only throwing 1 incompletion, it's a wrap for Miami. It's going to be really tough. The starting corner's out, but they still got Xavier Howard, who's, to me, a better corner than Byron Jones. But we're going to have to see. But I do believe the Dolphins take care of business tonight, 21-17. I was wrong, though, last week. I predicted Cincinnati was going to be Cleveland. I was apparently people called me crazy, and I was. I mean, they ran the ball on us time after time. Both of their running backs, Hunt and Chubb, had 100 yards rushing on us. We looked bad. Geno Atkins out. I don't know if he's playing this week against Philly. That's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for us to win without Atkins. I'm getting off a little topic. Dolphins win 21-17 tonight, Thursday Night Football. That's what I'm thinking. Also, we're going to go back to keep going with the football, huh? NFL has been really interesting. The top story for this week for football is Tyrod Taylor last week cracked his ribs apparently against the Bengals. No one knew this, okay? So he was trying to get a pain injection shot just before kickoff, a couple hours before kickoff, and the doctor punctured his lung while trying to perform the pain injection on Tyrod Taylor's ribs. And the story broke and people went crazy. The NFLPA is investigating this now. It's just been bad. And the team doctors punctured his lung and now he couldn't play. Justin Herbert, the golden arm kid from Oregon, Eugene, Oregon, comes in and tried to save the day against the Chiefs, but Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs pulled it out. He gets a start. Literally, he said 10 minutes before kickoff, he didn't even know he was starting. Crazy story there. He's starting this week. Breaking news yesterday that Tyrod Taylor's ruled out. The doctors will not let him play. They say it's not worth the risk. But now, like Anthony Lynn, like we just screwed this guy over. You know, this guy screwed because of the injury to his lung. Crazy story. That story is developed. We're going to give you more. When we come back, we're going to talk more about week 3 of the NFL. EM Sports Talk. Be right back. Welcome back to EM Sports Talk, and we're going to continue where we left off. Week 3 of the NFL, like I was saying, it's here. And a lot of big games this week. A lot of interesting games this week coming up for the NFL because I think this is a week that can make or break some team seasons already. Yes, people are like, oh, whoa, it's too early for that. But I think so too. Philadelphia and Cincinnati, that's one of those games that can make or break the Bengals or the Eagles. More the Eagles season than the Bengals because the Eagles are going to go 0-3 if they lose to Cincinnati to us. If they lose to us, which I don't see us winning this game. But if they lose to us this week, oh, that's bad. Philly's going to go 0-3, and then they're going to be behind Washington and Dallas even more. And then that just opened the door for the Giants to jump them because if the Giants win this weekend, they'll be third place, and the Eagles will be fourth. That's a big game to look out for. Undefeated Rams and Bills, Buffalo's favored by 2 points. That's going to be a make-or-break game, too, because that can derail the Rams' momentum. But I think if Buffalo, the AFC East is the Rams' division. I mean, Buffalo's division to win. They lose that division. Oh, man, watch out. You know what I'm saying? So Buffalo, that's a great game to look out for. Buffalo's favored by 2, but it can go either way in that game as well. And also, what about those Raiders, 2-0? They got a pesky New England team who looks good. That can see if the Raiders are pretenders or contenders to me. That can make or break their season too. Week 3 got a lot of big games. Dallas go to Seattle where they don't have a lot of success beating Seattle. But anything, a big game too. That's a big game because that could show Dallas, oh, we're for real. We're going to Seattle and we're going to punch them in the mouth. Or we could just see another lackluster fucking performance by their defense who got their asses kicked against the Falcons. But they pulled it out at the end on some crazy, crazy plays at the end of that game. Packers, Saints. Then we can really see if the Saints just had a bad week against the Raiders or they're really bad without Michael Thomas. They can go 1-3. 1-3 this weekend against Green Bay. If Green Bay come out firing, Aaron Rodgers is playing at an MVP level. Like, I mean, that's scary. And also, what's another game to watch out? The Chiefs and the Ravens. This, every time these two teams play, they played each other the last three seasons in the regular season, and it's been magical. Magical game. Patrick Mahomes is 2-0 against Baltimore. I think he continues that. I think he goes 2-0. I mean, I think he goes 3-0. I think Kansas City beats Baltimore. If anybody knows how to stop Lamar Jackson, it's the Chiefs. Not just Lamar Jackson the whole, but the Ravens offense. Chiefs win that game. Baltimore's favored by 3.5, so pretty much 4 points. I think Kansas City, I think it might be a shootout. I think this might be a shootout. They struggled a little bit early against the Chargers last week. But this is a big game. I think Patrick Mahomes, this is why they're paying him $500 million to play in games like this. Chiefs win. I think the Chiefs go undefeated. I won't say undefeated for the whole year, but I think they win week three in the NFL. It makes sense. It makes sense. Look at Mahomes' number. Mahomes is, I mean, right now, they got, it's a big margin, 59% think Baltimore's going to win to 40 for Baltimore, for Kansas City. That's a huge margin, huge. But Lamar Jackson is balling, 479 yards, 4 touchdowns. Mahomes, 513 yards, 5 touchdowns, no interceptions for neither quarterback so far. Clyde Edwards-Helaire is balling right now for Kansas City, but Lamar Jackson is the leading rusher for Baltimore. That's not good. And Marquise Brown and Hill pretty much got identical stats. It's just Hill got 2 touchdowns. Both got 10 catches, 145 for Hill, 143 receiving yards for Marquise Brown. They're going to Baltimore. No fans. This is going to be a really good game to watch Monday Night Football. What a way to start off your week, huh? Kansas City, Baltimore. I think Kansas City win. I'm going against the spread this week. Give me the over-under, if you ask me. Give me the over-under in that one. Shifting over now to the MLB postseason. It's here. We're going to end the show with college football because I'm going to do my picks today for college football. And I'm going to do the whole week three thorough. Every game picks tomorrow's show. But I want to start. The MLB postseason is here. And a lot of interesting events have occurred in the MLB postseason so far. Well, regular season, the postseason will be here soon. You got a couple games today. Teams fighting for the playoffs. The Reds, really good team. Their pitching has been absolutely remarkable. They're trying to pitch their way into the playoffs. It's going to be tight. Tight, tight, tight ending to the year. They have to play sound baseball, right, for the rest of this week. Season ends Sunday. Season over. Regular season's over Sunday. You got Tampa Bay and New York already in. Cleveland, Chicago, and Minnesota's already in. Oakland's already in. Houston is borderline in. It's tough. But for the prediction for the playoffs, ESPN got them getting a 98% chance of making the playoffs this year. So Dusty Baker's the new manager there. The Atlanta Braves. The Atlanta Braves are in to the playoffs. The Miami Marlins is second place. Them and Philly are battling right now to make the playoffs, but they got the Marlins at a 72% chance of clinching a playoff spot by Sunday. That's crazy. The White Sox are in. Both Chicago teams and the Cubs are clinching a playoff spot. It's tough for the Reds. It's tough for the Reds. But the Reds, 86% chance to make the playoffs. They got to Sunday to do it. And I think they got 2 more games before the regular season is over. It's going to be really interesting to watch. Really interesting to watch. Actually, I think they got 3 more games. I don't know. Yeah, two or three more games left. The Dodgers and Padres and both of those teams tore it up to this season. Baseball is getting is really interesting to watch. If you want to ask all that jibber jab, okay, oh, what about the wild card? And I really think the wild card is going to come over to is going to come down to pitching. I think the Reds get in. The Giants are there too. The Giants are in there too. So interesting to watch what happens for baseball. Quick. I'm not gonna lie to you. I barely watch any baseball this year. This has been like the most boring to see. Who wants to sit there for 9 innings? So 2.5 hours, no fans. I'd rather watch football with no fans than baseball. I'm sorry. The Nationals suck this year. We suck. We terrible. Our best pitchers are getting rocked. It's just been a bad year for the Nationals, huh? So I'm not gonna lie to you. I barely watch any baseball, but I have been keeping up with the standings, and it's getting tight. It's getting really tight. But I wouldn't be surprised, like I said in basketball, that a weird team makes the World Series and probably win it. I wouldn't be surprised. MLB prediction coming up on that episode next Monday for the playoffs. Really interesting way to end your year, huh? If you watch baseball this year, which I barely watched because the Nationals suck. And it's sad to say I'm paying $50 a year for MLB TV, and I barely watched any baseball this year. So, you know, the Nationals got to get it together next year. I think this is a bad. I feel bad because this is a bad way to raise your banner for a championship. Bad way to defend your championship this year. Right now, they're 23-33. The Nationals are terrible. Yeah, they're bad. It's just hard to say. All right. So, what a way to end the show, right? Right on key. College football. Coming up this weekend, SEC kicks off. No Bama. Bama does not play this week. They play next week. Actually, they do. They play Missouri this week, my father. They play Mizzou. Alabama takes the road. Got Big 12. Kansas State, Oklahoma. Kansas State beat Oklahoma last year. Boom. So you got a lot of big games this week. You got number 19 ranked Louisiana Lafayette hosting Georgia Southern. That's a game. I picked that as my underdog game this week. But we're going to go over some quick games. Notre Dame game canceled. Houston, bad luck for Houston. They can't get a game to save their life. Another game canceled for Houston because of the virus at other schools. But I'm giving you some quick picks. Oklahoma's Kansas State. Oklahoma's favored by 27 points. I think they blow Kansas State out the water. Kansas State's 0-1. Oklahoma blew out, Tulsa week one or something like that. Oklahoma, number 3 ranked. They're going to win big against Kansas State. Florida, Ole Miss. Florida's favored by 14 points. That's one of those games that it can go either way. Florida's a really good team this year. Really good. Coming out of the SEC West or East, my fault. I got Florida winning this game. I wouldn't say 14. I got Florida winning by 7 in overtime over Ole Miss. Number 23, Kentucky. Number 8, Auburn. Cam Newton's brothers in. He's in Auburn this year. I haven't heard too much about him out of camp, but I think Auburn beats Kentucky pretty badly. Kentucky is the underdog by 7.5 points. But I think Auburn beats Kentucky pretty bad this Saturday. Big win for Auburn if they can get the SEC season kicked off with a win. UCF, Eastern Carolina. UCF is going to blow Eastern Carolina out the water. It's not going to be close. UCF. Louisiana, Georgia Southern. Louisiana is ranked 19th. They're 2-0. They're favored by 11.5 points. Georgia Southern just lost to Louisiana Lafayette last week. Or did they beat them? It was something like that. No, that was Georgia State. My fault. Georgia State played Louisiana. It was a close game. Louisiana won in overtime. I got Louisiana beating Georgia Southern. Louisiana's favored by 11.5 points. I think they win by 13. It's not going to be close like Georgia State game last week. Louisiana beats Georgia Southern. Pittsburgh and Louisville. Top 25 teams battling out of the ACC. Louisville defense looked bad last week. They looked really bad. Pittsburgh looked dominant against Syracuse. ACC, Pittsburgh win this game. They're favored by 3. I think that's pretty favorable. I think they win by 3 as well in overtime. Pittsburgh wins over there. Wake Forest and Notre Dame game canceled because of coronavirus at Wake Forest concerns. Notre Dame is at, well, actually, Notre Dame have 6 players test positive. get that shit under control. We're trying to see football. That game is no longer there. Mississippi State, LSU defending national championship at home. Miles Brennan, okay? Barely got any action last year because of Big Joe Barrow, the Bengal, the guy, the kid. Miles Brennan's going to have a tough situation this year trying to fulfill those shoes. I think LSU wins, though. They favored by 16.5. They got a real good, talented team, but their number one guy, Ja'Marr Chase, opted out of the season. They're going to have to rely on other guys to make plays, but they recruit so well. I think LSU will take place. I think LSU will win this game over Mississippi State. It's not going to be easy. Mike Leach came over from Washington State, air raid offense. But I still think LSU get the job done this Saturday. Battle of Texas. Texas Tech on Fox. Texas is number 8 ranked. Sam Ehlinger last season here before he go to the draft. I think they pound Texas Tech. They're favored by 18 points. Cincinnati ranked 14th. Just blew out Austin Peay. My Bearcats going against a stingy Army team who is really good. But I think Cincinnati win. They're only favored by 13.5, which I think is crazy. I think they blow out Army. But Army can get crazy because of that wishbone offense and all that. But I think Cincinnati wins that game by 27 points. Oklahoma State, West Virginia might upstate. Oklahoma State looked pretty bad last week. Their best players looked terrible against Tulsa. 16-7 win in that game. I think West Virginia upsets Oklahoma State by 7 in overtime. That's a 3:30 game on ABC. Then we get into the SEC. More SEC. Georgia, Arkansas. Georgia wins that game. They're favored by 28. It's not going to be close. Alabama's favored by 27 against Mizzou. At Mizzou, they're going to put Mac Jones, named the starter, who played unbelievable last year in replace of Tua. I think him and the freshman Bryce Young going to get split reps, a lot of reps for both of them. I think they blow out Mizzou by a lot. I think it's not going to be even close. Texas A&M, Vanderbilt. Texas A&M's going to blow Vanderbilt out the water. It's not going to be close. Miami, Florida State. Miami's going to blow Florida State out the water. It's not going to be close. Tennessee, South Carolina. Tennessee's favored by 3.5 points. I think they can beat South Carolina by more than 3 points. Tennessee's going to win that game. Their offensive line is absolutely crazy. They can have 3 old linemen go in the first 2 rounds in the draft is coming up. Trey Smith, they got a bunch of other names. They got a good quarterback. I think Tennessee wins that game. Virginia Tech, NC State, Virginia Tech, first game of the year. They had that Virginia Tech game canceled due to the COVID-19 concerns. I think Virginia Tech, 8 o'clock game, no fans pretty much. Virginia Tech beat NC State. They only favored by 7, maybe because it's their first game. But I think NC State loses to Virginia Tech. BYU, Troy. BYU is going to blow Troy out the water. It's not going to be close. They only favored by 14 points, but they blew Navy out by a big margin. I think it was 59-3. BYU is going to blow Troy out the water. It's not going to be close. And like I said, my underdog pick for this week, I pick that Georgia Southern game. I think they can beat Louisiana, but I'm not going to pick them. That's just an underdog game to look out for. It's going to be a big week for college sports. College football is back, man. I just can't say it enough. Watching NFL got kind of tiring. Really interesting to watch. But EM Sports Talk, where if you enjoyed this episode, leave a like and a comment. Peace out.